I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the whereabouts of ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Russian state news agencies are reporting that ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has arrived in Moscow with his family and given asylum. The agencies TASS and RIA cited an unidentified Kremlin source. The Associated Press was not immediately able to verify the reports, but has contacted the Kremlin for comment. Assad reportedly left Syria early Sunday. RIA also cited an anonymous Kremlin source that Moscow had received guarantees from Syrian and insurgents of the security of Russian military bases and diplomatic posts in Syria. The report did not give further details. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the U.S. vow to help the people of Syria rebuild a new government.
President Biden addressed the sudden collapse of the Syrian government, noting there's opportunity but also risk ahead.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen.
In remarks at the White House, President Biden says after decades of repression,
brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians, the fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity.
But it also comes with risk.
For years, the main backers of Assad have been Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia.
The president says U.S. policy in Israel and Ukraine helped weaken the Syrian government's allies. And he says they will continue being watchful for any signs of a terrorist uprising. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes in central Gaza have killed at least 14 people, including children, while the bombing of a hospital in northern Gaza has wounded a half dozen patients. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is pushing Russian leader Vladimir Putin to act to reach an immediate ceasefire with Ukraine. Trump describes it as part of his active efforts as president-elect to end the war despite being weeks from taking office.
Hundreds of thousands of bodies laying all over fields. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and it should have never been allowed to happen. Biden should have been able to stop it.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. Trump also said he would be open to reducing military aid to Ukraine and pulling the United States out of NATO. Those are two threats that have alarmed Ukraine, NATO allies, and many in the U.S. national security community. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says any deal would have to be paving the way to a lasting peace. The Kremlin spokesman says Moscow is open to talks with Ukraine. President-elect Donald Trump said in the same interview on NBC that he would act on his first day in office to pardon rioters involved in a January 6, 2021 Capitol attack, further building expectations for a broad granting of clemency. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Trump told NBC that there would be some exceptions to his pardons if the individual had acted, quote, radical or crazy during the election. The attack in 2021 left more than 140 police officers injured and led to several deaths. Crimes range from unlawfully entering restricted grounds to seditious conspiracy and violent assault. More than 1,251 people have been convicted or pleaded guilty, and 645 have been sentenced to prison, with punishments ranging from a few days to 22 years, according to the Justice Department. Trump described the prosecution of his supporters as corrupt and did not rule out pardoning those who had already pled guilty, including those accused of acting violently.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Media reports say police are considering placing an overseas travel ban on South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. Yonhap News Agency cited police as saying Monday that they are considering banning Yoon from leaving the country as they're investigating his martial law imposition last week. After African countries struggled to get testing kits during the COVID-19 pandemic, officials vowed to make the continent less dependent on imported medical supplies. Now in a first for Africa, a Moroccan company is filling orders for Mpox tests as an outbreak grows. A Moroccan startup began developing Mpox tests after the World Health Organization declared the virus a global emergency in August. Africa's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported more than 59,000 Mpox cases and 1,164 deaths in 20 countries this year. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.